Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, which begins with a question. Who wears the trousers in Sudan? It's said that justice needs to be seen to be done. It was first said by Lord Chief Justice Heward in 1924. Well, despite Britain's colonial history, I doubt the courts in Sudan are aware of his lordship, and they certainly seem to prefer that their version of justice is not seen by outsiders. Hence the anger by the Sudanese government over phone footage of a woman being whipped 53 times. The images are from February. They were filmed in Khartoum. The unnamed woman was guilty of wearing trousers under her Islamic garb. Thousands of women are legally attacked in this manner for this crime, but it's extremely rare that it's filmed and that the footage is then seen. The pictures have sparked a demonstration by about 50 very brave women in Khartoum who, before being arrested themselves, chanted, "Humiliating women is humiliating all your people." In the video, the woman is ordered to her knees. The attack begins. She shrieks, "No, please no," and wails in pain, humiliation and fear. The beating by men in police uniforms continues. On at least one occasion, one of the two camel hair whips strikes her in the face. By the end, she's crying for her mother. Her arrest and punishment come under Sudan's version of Sharia laws, which were widened when President Bashir took power in a coup in 1989. They conflict with the constitution, but as ever in such places, what are deemed by men to be God's laws trump secular laws. Sudan's judiciary is investigating the whipping, saying, quote, "This woman was punished under Sharia, Islamic law, but there was a mistake in the way the punishment was carried out." Now, it's unclear if they mean that that's because she was struck in the face, that men are seen laughing at her plight, or that it was filmed. The beatings are in public, but as in Saudi Arabia, the authorities believe other countries should not see justice in action because they don't fully understand justice. Beheadings in public squares in Saudi continue, but anyone caught filming it is in trouble. So the publicity would explain Khartoum's anger, but that would beg the question, are they ashamed of their laws and how justice is meted out? One official warned, "We will not allow anyone to exploit this for political ends." This was probably a reference to both the foreign media and to Lubna Hussein. Mrs. Hussein drew worldwide attention last year when she challenged the law that women wearing trousers were indecent, a charge under which thousands of women are flogged every year. "Whip me if you dare," she said. A court fined her, but probably due to international publicity, did not flog her. She later told the Sunday Telegraph that when she was arrested at a restaurant, the public order police had to look very closely to see if she was wearing trousers underneath her abaya. She claims they also hit her about the head on the way to the police station. The public order men are supposed to be Puritans, but they have a reputation in Sudan for taking money and demanding sexual favours from those they arrest. Women from Sudan's Christian minority are also arrested and whipped under Muslim Sharia law. Contrary to some reporting, by the way, Mrs. Hussein, a widow, is not a Christian, she is a Muslim. Mrs. Hussein is now a heroine to many women across Africa and the Middle East, and she's become the focal point of a tiny movement to try and bring decent behaviour towards women under the law in Sudan. The woman in the video, well, she's yet another unnamed victim, one of the thousands. And who wears the trousers? The men. And they appear frightened of women who do the same. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.